Alibaba's pot of gold today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In the biggest listing this year, the Chinese retail giant Alibaba has raised at least $11 billion in a stock offering that launched today on the Hong Kong stock market. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani reports from Singapore.
Alibaba is China's version of Amazon, eBay, and PayPal, all rolled into one big giant company. It is the world's biggest retailer, but it's also a market leader in digital payments, makes artificial intelligence chips, and is one of the biggest players in the cloud computing industry. Expanding its business is why the company said it needed to raise more money through its Hong Kong listing. But analysts have questioned the timing of the flotation, given the political crisis Hong Kong is currently facing. And there's been some speculation that Alibaba faced pressure from Beijing to list in Hong Kong at this time to help shift the international focus from the protests on the streets.
This new Alibaba stock closed up about 2% on its inaugural day today. Let's do some other numbers. The FTSE index in London is up about a tenth percent. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all little changed. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 1.75%. The dollar is steady, with the euro costing $1.10. The cryptocurrency Bitcoin, which fell into a hole a couple days ago, is back above 7,000 at 7,122 today. Bitcoin had traded above $10,000 this fall after the Chinese premier embraced the accounting system that underlies cryptocurrencies, that is to say, the blockchain. We're expecting fresh data later this morning on sales of new homes and a separate report on existing home prices. One of the big problems in the market these days has been the shortage of homes cheap enough for entry-level buyers. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that may be changing.
After the housing market crashed, builders focused on higher-end homes where they could make more money. But Matthew Poynton with Capital Economics says the entry-level market is starting to come back. He predicts 55% of new homes will sell for less than $300,000 next year, up from just 40% 2 years ago.
Because not only do builders look forward to strong demand from home buyers, they can also look forward to selling to investors because there's also a big shortage of these homes in the rental market.
One reason builders can build more cheaply? Lumber prices have come down from their highs last year. Robert Dietz with the National Association of Home Builders says they're also building smaller houses, especially townhouses.
In 2018, the townhouse construction market expanded by 15%, which was about five times as fast as the overall single-family building market.
Median floor space for new homes is about 2,200 square feet, the smallest in 8 years. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Europe's biggest infrastructure project has been delayed again. It's called Crossrail. The British company building an east-west rail line under and through London says that it won't be finished until 2021, earliest. The company blames software and signaling problems. The cost of this, launched 11 years ago, has spiraled to $23 billion. That's $4.5 billion over budget. These delays are causing trouble for small businesses located along the route that had hoped to cash in on the transport link. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Abbey Wood in southeast London.
Car service.
For a taxi firm, a late-running train is an occupational hazard. But when a whole new rail line is delayed, that's a different matter.
I mean, they're talking 2022 now. It's a disgrace is the only way I can describe it, to be honest.
Nimbadir bitterly regrets buying this cab company located next to a new Crossrail station. He spent $40,000 on a new server to handle the anticipated boost in traffic once Crossrail opened.
And now we're only using about 30% of our system at the moment because we don't have that extra footfall. We're not getting any extra business, so, you know, can we survive? I don't know.
Two doors away, in an almost empty hairdressing salon, owner Linda Williams is scathing about Crossrail.
All these people are wasting millions of pounds with something that's not running, that they promised us would be up and running, and we was going to all benefit from it. None of them promises have come true.
On its website, Crossrail trumpets the scale and the benefits of the new line. 60 miles long from east to west, 26 miles of tunnel under central London, 10 new stations. Crossrail's expected to carry 200 million passengers a year.
The level of complexity and risk in this project are absolutely enormous.
The trouble is, says railway consultant Philip Shepherd, contractors bidding for a large infrastructure project like Crossrail will almost always understate the cost and difficulty.
If they tell the truth, they will lose the job because they'll be more expensive than their competitors.
Long delays and big cost overruns are practically inevitable, he says.
We don't go into these projects with the right level of honesty at the beginning, so things inevitably then go wrong.
Crossrail apologised for the latest delay, pledging to open the new line as soon as possible in 2021, but it added there are, of course, no guarantees. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And think back, did you happen to catch anyone in really expensive suits using the words latte or tea in a conspiratorial way in recent weeks? It's now emerged those were the code words for the companies involved in secret negotiations. Those are the ones that led to the news we've reported this week that the luxury goods conglomerate LVMH of France will buy Tiffany of New York for more than $16 billion. Tiffany was tea, like the warm beverage. Latte, which is an Italian word, cleverly represented the French folks. Another piece of this is the timing. LVMH was making the bet that the political unrest in Hong Kong, where there are normally a lot of Tiffany customers, would drive down Tiffany's share price, making the acquisition cheaper for the French buyers. Tiffany, you know, is the blue boxes. LVMH is Louis Vuitton, Moët, Hennessy, and a lot of other perfumes, champagnes, and other things. You know, when your life isn't classy enough, there's LVMH. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.